This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Join the new 4.9 in Cyber Style Museum tonight with myself, Leo, and Brian this evening. Now, Brian, one of my favourite groups to come out of New Zealand, being a fellow Kiwi, is Broods.
Yeah.
Caleb and Georgia have been all over the place. Of course, last year they were here in the Joy Studios twice. And on the line from Sydney is the lovely Georgia. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Georgia.
Hey.
Now, of course, Broods, you are a brother and sister duo from New Zealand, where I come from Auckland, along with your brother, Caleb. Now, what is it really like working with your brother day in and day out?
You haven't come to blows yet, Georgia.
I actually prefer it so much more to working with somebody that I'm not related to, just because if you do kind of have a disagreement or whatever, it just like kind of blows over so quickly, because I mean, we've known each other obviously my whole life, not his because he's older, but it's just, I don't know, there's like this whole understanding between the two of us that's kind of hard to come by with people that you're not related to, if that makes sense. And I find it easier.
Yeah. You know what I found interesting? What I did find interesting, Georgia, is you've performed together since childhood. You grew up in a musical family with three other siblings. You've attended weddings and church performances as an ABBA tribute band. Tell us a bit about that. Or should I add Mamma Mia to the end of that quote?
It was actually our parents that, like, my mum especially, was like a massive, massive ABBA fan, and she used to perform with my dad and my auntie and uncle, and they used to be my dad and my uncle on guitar, and then my auntie and my mum singing and stuff, and they'd be doing like four-part harmonies and all this shit, and just like, just too adorable, awesome. But I actually love listening to them as well, because they're actually like amazing musicians in their own right and stuff, and
yeah.
Never did it professionally or anything, but like that's where we learned everything from. Like, I learned everything basically that I know about singing and playing guitar and all that. And I learned it all from my mum.
And you've become quite the dancing queen yourself as well, Georgia.
I try.
Now, a few years ago, you hooked up with a guy from New Zealand called Joel Little, who, of course, is a producer in New Zealand. He, of course, discovered Lorde and was behind her breakthrough hit called Royals. Now, your debut single, Bridges, went online in October 2013. That was all over online. All the blogs loved it and stuff. It got you sort of moving, I guess, overseas. What was it like having your first, I guess, release have that sort of online buzz?
It was really, it was like an indescribable feeling, you know, like we were kind of really, we were so overwhelmed by it, and because we didn't really expect anything to happen, we were just like, every single time somebody, you know, blogged about it or talked about it on social media or whatever, it was just kind of, we just had to pinch ourselves like so many times and be like, holy shit, it's actually real, oh my god, it's happening, it's all happening.
Now, you made your debut, a US performance on Bardo in Hollywood, California, and then on to London at Notting Hills Arts Club. Then you toured briefly with Haim, then back to North America, then Australia with Ali Goulding, then back to the US with a performance on The Late Night with Seth Meyers, and then supporting Sam Smith. That's quite an epic journey, Georgia. Tell us a little bit about that experience, and are you still recovering from jet lag?
I actually am. I think, I feel like it's been such a condensed like experience, you know, like it's so much has happened in such a small amount of time, and it's really strange because it feels like we've been doing this for more than like a year and a half, but it also feels like we've just started yesterday. It's such a strange feeling, like, but we can kind of continue to exceed every expectation that we had for ourselves, and that's like something that keeps us really grounded in what we're doing. I mean, like, being overwhelmed and excited about what we're doing makes us more grateful for the opportunities that we've been given, and like the people that have supported us and stuff. It's just, I think you have to be a little bit like giddy about it to really appreciate it. And I mean, we are still waiting for like that whole strange feeling to wear off, and I don't really want it to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks pretty good on your frequent flyer points as well.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Now, last year, Georgia, you guys were in the Joy Studios with me, and you and Caleb, and you performed an amazing acoustic of the single Mother and Father, which was a gorgeous track from your debut album, Evergreen. Now, that track also reached the top charts here in Australia. It reached the top 50 here in Australia.
Yeah, I think it was kind of weird that that track, we just kind of wrote it because we were missing home, and we were, like, wondering what we were supposed to do with that appearance, kind of. And it ended up being, like, one of the songs that resonates with people the most, because I guess everybody has to go through that whole situation of growing up and leaving their parents and blah, blah, blah. And we didn't really register when we were writing it at the time that we were writing a song that everybody would understand, you know? Like, it's just such a universal feeling, I guess, anxiety and fear of you know, having to step out on your own.
Hey, this is Caleb.
And Georgia from Broods.
You're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We also added to our daytime playlist last year the track from your album Evergreen. It's called LAF. That's a really funky track. I love that track, by
the way.
That's
a pretty cool track, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites to play live. Eh? It's just like, there's something about it that everybody kind of likes to let loose to, and there's nothing cooler than seeing like a whole crowd just having an awesome time, you know. It's just like, it makes you feel real good.
Back to your time in Australia, you've performed on Sunrise. Kochi's
like
a bit of a Kochi's a bit of a fan, a bit of a Broods fan.
Yeah.
Is he a bit of a stalker? Does he like you guys a little way too much?
I am actually so stoked to have somebody like him backing us. Eh? It's just like, especially him being such a massive public figure here in Australia, it's amazing to have him be so vocal about his support for us as well. Like, he talks us up a lot, which is nice. But, I think every single time somebody that's in the public eye gives us a shout-out and stuff, like...
It's good support, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's, like, it's such a humbling thing for somebody that's, you know, doesn't necessarily have to talk about you or talk you up. To take the time to actually, you know, say some awesome words about you. And, like, it really, really humbles you and really makes you...
It's great. Now, look, you're a winner of Breakthrough Artist of the Year at the New Zealand Music Awards. The brand new single, Four Walls, taken from the album Evergreen. Tell us a little bit about the new single, Georgia.
This is kind of my favourite, to be honest. I think I'm just really attached to the song just because it's super personal to my life. And I think the reason that I'm so attached to it is because it's very obviously about a certain story, and I think it's a very honest song about like what I went through when I was falling in love with the person that I'm still with. So
yeah,
ooh.
She's opening up, Leo. She's opening up.
Yeah, and I think I am opening up, and it's awesome when other people kind of take what you have been through and like what you want to say, and they love it, and it's just, it makes you feel like really heard and really understood. And I think being an honest artist is one of the most important things to me, and I don't think I'll ever get sick of that song because it tells the story of a really important part of my life.
You performed that track on the Conan O'Brien show in the States. That's a pretty big dealio.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yes. But, you know, like, it gets easier every time when you kind of, you know what you're doing. And I think the scariest one was Seth Meyers, because I had no idea what to expect, and I had a whole day to kind of freak out. But, yeah, Conan was a little bit more like we kind of knew what to expect a little bit more, and it's always nice to do a different arrangement of it as well. Like it's not the same as the one on the track. Yeah, I really like doing it with the whole string section and stuff. I get excited about that. So.
Now, Georgia, as Brian said before, you've supported heaps of great names like Ellie Goulding and Sam Smith. Now, last time you were here with me in the Joy Studios, you were about to go on tour with Sam Smith. How was the tour with Sam through the States? That must have been
of fun. Yeah, mind-blowing.
As a performer, he was just ridiculous. his voice live is incredible. And then off stage, he is one of the most lovely human beings I've ever met, and it was such a memorable, awesome tour. Like, it was so much better than I expected, and I expected it to be awesome. So, and yeah, just his whole band and stuff, they were so lovely. And you know, it's awesome because tours like that, you know, you make lifelong connections and friendships and stuff, and it's awesome to have someone like Sam Smith let us go to his shows for free.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned earlier the travelling and probably the amount of jet lag you're copping there, Georgia, but you're currently touring Australia as part of the Groove in the Moo 2015. You played Bendigo and also Canberra with a couple more dates still to come in New South Wales and Queensland. Then you're heading back over to the UK, US and then Canada. How are you finding all that, and how are you busy preparing for it all?
I think it's kind of become a little bit more normal now than it used to be. Like, it used to be when we first started touring, it used to be quite like, oh my God, there's so much we have to do. But now we kind of just realize, you know, it just so happens that our careers or jobs or dreams or whatever you want to call it are taking us all around the world, and you just kind of have to look at it as having a really big commute to work, I guess. But that's like one of the most incredible things about this is getting to travel the world and getting to see places that I probably wouldn't have seen if, you know, I had a day-to-day job in an office.
And Georgia, because doing all this with Caleb as Broods, you know, you're taking it all over the world, and part of that is social media, because it's so instant these days. I mean, you've had over 64 million Spotify streams, 8.6 million
Vevo
views.
Yeah. It's incredible. That is one way to break the internet, Georgia.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's like, I think the whole social media's whole like accessibility of the internet and music through the internet is part of the reason that it's gone so fast for us. And it's amazing that like I can connect with, or we can connect with people like our fans and stuff like real personally, which is something that you didn't really get to do back in the day. You know, like it's pretty special that somebody that I've never met can ask me a question about my music or ask me a question, and I can just like straight away just like talk back to them. It's just like
great way to connect with your fans all over the place.
Yeah.
It's great. Now, look, if people do want to catch up with Georgia and Caleb from Broods, they're online at facebook.com/broodsmusic, also twitter.com/broodsmusic, and also on soundcloud.com as Broods, with the new album is out now and also available online.
Called Evergreen. Now, Georgia, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show.
Thanks, Georgia.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No worries at all. And next time you might must come in for Joy Studios or come and see us again.
Come in and say hello for sure.
Yeah, face to face.
Absolutely.
Exactly right, honey. Well, have a great time in Australia. Enjoy yourselves overseas. Say hello to Caleb for us as well, by the way.
Yeah.
I shall. Falling at the hand of a perfect man.
This is Caleb.
And Georgia from Broods.
Joy supports local artists. Do you?
Keep listening for more local music on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.